I have an interesting question, I think, anyway, to ask.
Okay.
So what is, let me add, it's twofold. We'll do two parts.
Okay.
Ladies and gents, it's just Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty, and myself today.
What's up, party people? This is for note, this is maybe either the second or third time we've ever done, just you and I.
Very rare.
Just you and I.
Very rare. It's been rare these days to have a gruesome twosome on any show, but I do feel like it is more rare with you and I. And we have 18 motherfuckers in the group chat, and not one of them can make it.
Did you put in there something?
I did, but I put it in yesterday. Well, because
I'll
very
be honest with
notice.
You, like, when we recorded last week, you said, I'll hit you up, and I'm like, cool. Yeah. And I totally didn't think about it till like Monday. And then, like, I was about to message you, and I saw you the message.
I actually had some things going on, and then one thing led to another, and it was, and then life got away from me, and then I was like, "Fuck, I need to organize this because my time is limited." For the listeners, Joey was only off Monday and Thursday this week, and I only work Monday and Thursday this week, so that wasn't going to happen. And then we decided Monday, which is today, that we were going to do it Tuesday. Or I'm sorry, Tuesday, which is today, we decided Monday we're going to do it Tuesday.
And here we are.
Short notice, and here we are. So two questions, but both related to one another.
Sure.
Question number one, what is more important to you? You are a supervisor now of sorts?
I don't actually manage any people.
Okay.
I manage accounts.
Okay.
But I have managed people all my life.
Okay, so I'm good either way. Either way you want to field this. What is more important to you, people being really good at their job or people being really fun to be around at your job?
People being good at their job.
Is it by a landslide for you?
Yeah, I think the ultimate would be people who are fun to be around. I mean, and I can think right now, like, people I depend on every week for work.
Right.
You know, and every email I send them, it's, you know, hey, happy Monday, it's Tuesday, TGI, you know, just because it's just silly. But they're always right back with that snappy response to me, and whatever it is I ask for, they have for me.
Yeah.
Or, hey, let me get that for you. And people that are just fun at work, God, they're fun, but... You know, it gets to a point where the people that aren't there for fun, that are the people doing your work, aren't going to put up with it much more.
Yeah.
It's my experience anyways.
Yeah. I think for me, the answer is the opposite. But
are you willing to pull extra weight for somebody just because they're fun?
100%. 100%.
Wow. Okay.
100%. But there is also an apex where you can cross over and be so awful at your job that it doesn't matter how fun you are to be around.
Be dangerous,
like,
at a certain point.
You now become a burden.
Yeah, or a liability.
But I think that, like, for me, like, I'm willing to pick up a little extra weight here and there if you are a riot, you know, or a good time, or you keep me smiling all day. Right? Like, if you keep me happy.
Keep you entertained.
Exactly. All day
long. You're willing to put up with some more bullshit.
100%. I'll lift a couple extra more mops in order to kind of get through the day because you make my day better.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
Okay. So now the second question. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And this is something, not let me rap on wood, as my grandma would say. This is something that I haven't had to encounter yet.
Okay.
But I may have to one day. I am very much willing to come to the realization that it may happen one day.
Okay.
What do you do if you have somebody on your team, on your little team, that is, you think is going, let's say it's a new person or an old person, doesn't matter, new to you.
Sure.
Okay. And you think they're going to be exceptionally good and you're not sure you like them.
Let me make sure I have this down.
Mm-hmm.
Someone comes to my team.
Mm-hmm. Join your little team.
Whether they are seasoned or a rookie.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They show all signs of greatness.
Yep, you think they're going to...
But their personality's ass.
But you actually don't like them as a person. Mm.
Is this a widespread dislike, or does it seem to be like that person just rubs you the wrong way?
For the sake of conversation, let's go with just you.
Hmm.
You're just like, man, I don't like this motherfucker. Something about him. I don't want to be around him. I don't want to, but he's doing great. He's great for my team.
Right.
He's a fucking mover. He's a, you know what I mean? He's showing and proving out there in these streets.
You know, it's
but I just don't like this motherfucker, man.
it's kind of the opposite of the fun person, right?
Right, exactly.
It's kind of like how much of this whatever tension there are. Look, and I'm to a fault probably. Hey man, I just want to holler at you for a minute. What the fuck is up? Why are we like this?
Uh-huh.
And I would just try to talk it out. But if that person's trajectory is going to blow right by you, mm-hmm. and you can just see they've got, it's got upper management written all over
him. Yeah.
Just, I would just
stay play the game.
Play to the game. Stay to the side. Let them shoot on their rocket and be there when they land on the clouds.
Yeah. I don't know how I would handle it because, like, I'm.
Is there a real life situation pending or no, just something?
No. Okay. Just something I thought about. We were at my job recently. We've been getting a lot of new people over the past 6 years, I'd mm-hmm. say. There's just been a huge influx. And over the course of that huge influx, I've been very lucky and very grateful to get a lot of people that I really like, you know?
Yeah.
And their competency is at varying levels, but I really have liked them personally. But I have often considered, man, one day I'm going to roll a Snake Eyes.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to get a motherfucker that I'm like, man, I don't like this dude. And, you know, it could go either way. It could go that I don't like him and he's great at his job, or even worse, the opposite. Or the inverse. I really like him, but damn, he sucks here.
Is there anybody at your job that you feel like those examples that, is there somebody that you will you will take a fun token for and haul some extra mops?
100%.
You do have that person. What about the
in my entire business?
Sure.
You know what I mean? 100%.
What about the opposite? Are there people that if you're like, oh, so and so's joining our team next quarter or however your company does it, are you going to be like, that motherfucker, I cannot believe I'm going to have to deal with his ass?
I want to be clear, I don't know everybody that works for my company anymore.
Sure, I'm just saying, do you,
my company's grown, but there are people that I know that we just have less in common. We just don't jive. Like, I don't think it's dislike or any animosity, but it's just like, you know, he's Pepsi and I'm Coke, and you know what I mean? And it's just, we are different that way.
Fair enough.
To be fair, for the most part, I haven't really had those same folks in my direct kind of my direct company.
Yeah.
Or, you know, branch.
Right.
You could say.
Right.
But I just feel like, man, my clock is ticking. You know, one day it's going to happen, and I've been fortunate. It's almost like teachers, right? My dad used to say, if you can count on one hand, you know, the amount of teachers that have really like touched your life and your trajectory in life, like you're wealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like most people don't have any good teachers, like in his mind.
Right.
And I kind of feel that same way, that like, I've just been very fortunate to kind of had people that have clicked well. And I just worry that one day my clock is going to get punched, you know, and just how I would handle it and what is important to me as an employee,
mm-hmm.
you know, because obviously I want us to leave a clean floor.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the end goal.
Sure.
But I also, you know, like, okay, let's say that we have, you know, a floor that has to get clean, and let's say it might take us 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta mop the whole time and wax it and seal it and all that kind of stuff. But a fair amount of it is just the banter and the shit talking.
Absolutely.
During the, you know, and sure. if I don't mind mopping. I enjoy mopping because there's so much banter, so much shit talk, so much ball breaking, et cetera, et cetera. And the day just flies by.
Right.
But what does mopping feel like without that? Sometimes I wonder, you know?
Understand.
So I don't know.
I mean, I've been, you know, not to compare what to the mopping gig, but like, I can think of retail, you know, establishments. I've worked for the same company in two different locations, and it's like, I feel like I've been here for 3 fucking days and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, or it's,
right.
or it's like, fuck, it's 6 o'clock. I didn't even have time to look
eat
at a
lunch.
Clock.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the vibes.
Yeah.
I also, like, you know, and I've worked in an office environment, which has been a whole different beast. And then, you know, and I don't really
can't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting because like I've often done better in life in, ironically, because I'm not really a big sports guy, I've done better in teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have a team now.
Yeah.
And like we have a solid team. And but when I was in the office, it's pretty much just you and your cubicle, and
yeah.
you report to a supervisor. Somebody. You know, yeah. And then before that, I was on a loading dock. It was a team, and you know what I mean. Like I flourish more so in those environments.
Yeah.
But But those environments, in the same breath, they rely so heavily on you being able to get along and
exactly
like a motherfucker, you know. So anyway, with that being said, Chris, it's just you and I.
Just you and I.
How was your nerd week?
So I watched some stuff. I watched a ton of stuff. Kelly and I watched Dune.
Oh, the original.
The original. Yeah, we're planning on going sometime to see the new one. But yeah. Come to find out, she said she had seen it. I'm like, I don't think you have. Uh-huh. She had seen from like where they get to the Fremen at almost the end of the movie.
Yeah.
When they have he fights that guy and won't kill him that whole bit. She had seen from there to the end. I'm like, no wonder you have no fucking idea.
Well, I've seen the whole thing and I have no fucking idea either, for what it's worth.
You know, it's funny. There's a little blurb at the beginning of it that kind of, it's not even really, it's just like a part of dialogue. But it was like, you just literally wrap this whole movie up in once. I don't know the family's names. Oscar Isaac's bunch.
Okay.
They're gaining too much power. So the emperor's going to fuck them and let the Batista people back and run everything again and just let that family die off. That's basically the overall premise that I've gathered.
Yeah. Dune is one of that movie in particular. It reminds me of Tenet in a way.
Yeah.
Where I'm watching it and I can tell, like, man, this is everything about this is beautiful. Like, it's acted beautifully. It's shot beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell it's written well.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell it's good, but it might be above my pay scale. Do you know what I mean? Like, it might overshoot my level of comprehension. Like, yeah.
I could see why you'd say that. I mean, it is. I mean, it's also a 3-hour movie.
You know, I have a hard time tracking that movie.
Yeah, it's a long haul.
But I love everything about it. Mm-hmm. As I want to love it more.
The designs are
beautiful,
great. Like the little dragonfly things they fly around in, and
I always think about like what that kid would have been like as Anakin.
Yeah, for real.
He has that darkness in him. You know,
he does. And his name's Timothy Chalamet, which is like the most undark name ever. I watched the first episode of the live action Avatar. It's on Netflix.
I've heard of it.
Did you watch the anime? I got corrected, but I'm going to continue.
So I heard it's not an anime.
Oh, it's a cartoon, but I'm calling it an anime.
Oh, it's a yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm breaking the.
Yeah, I've been corrected too. I think by our missing co-host, as a matter of fact. But I'm familiar with it. Adam was like a huge fan of it, which is where I got kind of turned onto it from. But I never bothered to, you know, dude. I mean,
at this point, honestly,
I really struggle watching cartoons.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm gonna watch this 97 X-Men,
mm-hmm.
but like,
because it's got your heart.
Yeah. It's built on a building block that's laid, you know, eons ago. But like, I just struggle taking it seriously. Like, I feel like I have an easier time like sitting down and taking like Moana seriously than I do some of this other shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fair. So I watched Avatar as it came out, like on the big screen.
Uh huh.
And when I say big screen, I mean the big screen TV
right.
that we had in Alabama, where I'm from, which is a double thing. It's Alabama and it's a flex.
Alabama land! Alabama mile! He's quick, he's strong, he's active!
Yeah, that's it. So I watched it as it came out on Nickelodeon. Enjoyed it. This is, from a character design standpoint, I would say probably the closest translation from animation to live action
really?
I've ever seen.
Like, well, that's cool.
There's one character in particular that they cast, and it's like, how does that dude's fucking face look like a goddamn cartoon?
Mm.
But I haven't, you know, I think they told a little bit of this backstory at the beginning that I don't remember ever seeing in the story, kind of like how the lead character, you know, the kid with the arrow. And
yeah, the golden child with the light-up arrow.
Essentially, how he kind of came to be in the position he was. So, it was fine. I'm going to try to watch more of it. It doesn't seem like anyone else in my house, because Mason and Kelly watch it with me, and I don't think either of them are interested in it. I think Kelly's being polite, and Mason's like, yeah, I'm good.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So
just because they're kind of into the genre.
Well, maybe that's why they're not into it, because it's not the genre. But yeah, I think it'll be. It looks beautiful. I'll probably just watch it for the visuals, if nothing else.
Nice.
I don't know if I watched anything else of note. Oh, I got up early on Saturday morning. I couldn't sleep. I just woke up like all night, Friday night, Saturday morning. I woke up at like 5. I said, fuck it, I'm just going to get up. And then I was just scrolling my phone, and I was like, oh shit, I had forgotten. I think I mentioned to you that WWE had a show in Perth, Australia that came on at 5 o'clock in the morning. So my brain right. somehow woke me up. And
internal alarm clock.
Yeah, I watched some of that, and I had my head, I wanted to go out, and I hadn't done one in a while. I was like, I just want to go do a little toy hunt. I hadn't done one in a long time. I was looking for these specific wrestling figures that had come out. And I was gonna say,
what the fuck would you be looking
for? Yeah, and the Ken Masters Street Fighter figure.
Okay.
Jada Toys. I can order all this shit online, but you know.
The hunt is fun.
Hunt is fun. So I have planned out, like, all right, I'm gonna go to these three specific Targets because that's where people are saying they're finding this stuff. So I drive past a Walmart. I'm like, I better stop. Literally the entire case of what I was looking for was just sitting on the shelf.
No shit.
Did I go back home? No, of course not. I continued and drove my loop. Didn't find anything else.
It was a pretty big score though.
Yeah, it was. It was nice to find that. And once, this first time I think I've had like a decent retail score in a while. Man, but I'll tell you, like, the variation in the way these Targets are ran is insane. I went in one and I don't even know where it was. It was somewhere here in Maryland. Owings Mills out that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the most disorganized toy section I've ever seen. There was like, you know, going to Target most of the time, it seems like it's half empty anyways.
Right.
Not only was it half empty, whatever was there had just been strewn about on the shelf below the pegs. And they had, okay, I'm going to assume you know what this is. You know what go-backs are?
No.
Okay, so in retail, people return shit. They okay. have a cart for toys, a cart for electronics.
Yep.
They had probably 12 carts of go backs just
wow
sitting there. Chaos, complete chaos. When in like the next Target I went in, it's beautiful, perfectly fine, everything's straight and neat. And then it's crazy how inconsistent that seems to be.
Yeah.
Going to NJCC this weekend to sell. Mason's actually going with me, so we're in the throes of that. I've been going through stuff I'm going to sell and, you know, boxing up a little bit of stuff. I think I'm just going to let stuff go just to get rid of it.
Yeah. Like, what do you got? What do you got on the market?
It's a lot of Mezco where I doubled and tripled up on Mezco over the years.
Right.
Some Mythic Legion stuff I've got. What else is it? It's a G.I. Joe, because it's like a G.I. Joe focused show. And I've got to figure out, obviously don't have a giant SUV anymore, so I've got to kind of be more strategic about what I take.
Right.
So, and then I have my junk bin.
Uh-huh.
I literally have a plastic tote full of, at some point in time, I bought a box from a guy. This is when I lived in Alabama. It was 25 pounds of Transformer parts. Just pieces.
I think I remember you telling me pieces. About this.
People will dig through that.
Yeah, and part it out.
So that's, I have a giant tote of that. I actually added some more. I found some more just random, like, Build-A-Figure parts. It's not just Transformers stuff.
There's right.
G.I. Joe file cards in there, little Transformers pamphlets.
I always
digging laugh, through that shit, man.
Laugh at that time at NJCC where I was trying to sell, like, it was like a whole bunch of shit for, like, $5 or $10 mm-hmm. and somebody was trying to talk me down
every time, man.
And you stepped in. You remember this at all?
Yeah.
And you were like, "It's $5. Just don't get it at this point."
Right. I think I told the story on here last time. This guy, I don't remember what the toy was, but he had some heartfelt connection to it. I'm like, you know, buddy, you can have it. Just take it. Oh, thank you. Comes back later and haggles with me about something that's like $20. Like.
Teach a man to fish, you know.
I know,
I mean?
Right? Yeah, teach a man to feed a man, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, he's wearing an eye patch. Mississippi's still playing Street Fighter. We play 3-4 times a week.
That's cool.
I'm not getting any better. He is, though. So.
Yeah.
And then Kelly and I actually went out this weekend.
So did we.
Wow. But before I get, I bet you mine was weirder than yours.
I don't know.
Let's see. Better Call Saul. I finished season 4.
Okay.
Holy shit. The last episode of season 3, like, I think Vince Gilliam is the guy who made that and made Breaking Bad. He can build tension over nothing.
Yeah.
Over nothing. To the point where I'm having a problem sitting here watching this show just because I'm like, will they hurry up and do whatever the fuck it is they're going to do? Are they going to kill this guy or not? Or drives me nuts. So, all right. Here's the big weekend.
Okay. Let's hear it.
My wife has decided we need to be cultured, Bobby. This is coming from the guy who likes Mountain Dew and pro wrestling, right. Telling me to be cultured.
Right.
This is coming from the girl who went to Freaknik.
Right. I like where this is headed.
So Kelly, says, I want to go out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go to the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
Okay. I've been countless times.
Have you really?
Yeah, okay. My dad was actually a big
patron. He was a patron.
Well, he was a big proponent of, I think, exposing me to things outside of the things I was being exposed to. So,
oh, you mean drugs and yeah. rap music and women?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Pretty much. I mean, and just like, you know, toys even, and Transformers and that kind of stuff, like sure. cartoons or whatever. Like he wanted me to be, I think, a bit more sophisticated than he was, or that, you know.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. So Kelly had told me, she's like, hey, I want to go see this. It's the music of Cirque.
Oh, they've got some good little jams.
Man. So Bobby, I'll be honest with you. I immediately was like, nothing comes to mind.
Right.
Right. I know they've done like a Beatles show and a Michael Jackson, but it's not going to be. I'm like, what? The music of Cirque. What the fuck would the
it's
music
like a lot of like electronic scoring.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I was like, you know what? You can drink there.
Yeah.
I'll make the best of it.
Sure.
So we go to Bonefish.
All right. Get yourself some Bang Bang?
Like, of course. Of course.
Oh, is it?
That's right. We had a gift card from Christmas, but
oh, dude.
So I'm falling. There we go. So I love their food. I can't say I've ever had a bad meal. I got a chimichurri steak.
Yeah, I get their filet. It's nothing special, but it's a decent mm-hmm. little steak for a chain type restaurant. Yeah. You know,
and their sides are really good. Except, actually, I take that back. Their sides are usually home runs, but I had it. Let me tell you the story here. So
yeah, I got a story too.
So at Bonefish, uh-huh. the way they serve your food is you get your entree, and yep. then you get two side plates of your sides.
Uh-huh.
And it's really enough food for two people, just if you got. So I got, right. I'm trying to remember what we got. So I got, they had bacon, mac and cheese, which mm-hmm. was banging. And they had some, the description read like it was a garlic herb mashed potato. Bobby, I know you're not a fan.
It's true.
But I can fuck up some mashed potatoes.
Well, I'm envious of those. I'm not a hater.
Okay. So I did notice on the menu they had
I'm not a tater hater.
A tater hater. I'm glad you're not. Except if they're the long wedges, right?
Yeah.
So I think Kelly got a risotto, which was very good, and some Brussels sprouts that were prepared magnificently. Okay. I would imagine neither one of those are up your alley either.
No.
Well, the potatoes come out, and it looks like the little cubed breakfast potatoes you would get at a diner with some sauce on them.
Okay.
I'm like, that doesn't seem up to code here.
Yeah.
And they were fine, but the presentation just bothered me.
Okay.
Just like, why are you selling me breakfast potatoes with sauce on
it? It does seem inappropriate.
It did. Now, this was a, what is, so the chain that owns that, I think they also own Outback, maybe? And I
yes,
think there was
do.
An Outback.
And Carrabba's, all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was an Outback. It was connected. It was like one in the same building, yep. which Kelly and I were talking about. I was like, they probably share a lot of stuff in the kitchen. They
yeah.
probably share a kitchen.
Right.
So then we go to this, to the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly had been told you needed to get there 45 minutes before the showtime to make sure you got your seat, which I found kind of strange since we had tickets with a row and a number on them. I just assumed that M34 was going to be our seats and they weren't going to give them.
Right.
Long story short, we get there, we park in the parking garage, which kind of seems like a bit of a fiasco getting in the parking garage.
Real quick, I just want to interrupt and say I had a Bonefish side dish issue one time also.
Oh, no.
So I've been going to Bonefish since, I think, their introduction to the world.
Sure.
And I always, you know, usually at every restaurant, I always get the exact same thing every time.
Right. Chicken fingers and fries, but different.
Yeah. So at Bonefish, I always get the Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
For appetizer.
Yep.
Sometimes I get the Bang Bang tacos if I'm feeling super bang bangy.
Bangy bang bang.
But like often I will get the filet
mm-hmm.
and a side of broccoli and a Caesar salad. And that's usually my go-to for dinner. And the broccoli used to be like florets, like, mm-hmm. you know, very good. Recently, over the past probably 3 to 5 years, it's like a huge fucking stalk.
Oh,
with
no.
the florets on it. So it's like 3/4 of the broccoli is stalk.
Hmm.
The stalks at midnight. You know what I mean? And it's, and I find it, I don't like it.
It's off-putting. Is it too big on the plate?
It's too much. I don't, it looks like a fucking tree sitting on your, I'm not a fan.
I don't know if I've ever had broccoli served to me like that. And it would be kind of off-putting.
Yeah, not a fan.
It'd probably just make me say, you know what? Can I have anything else?
Yeah,
not Let me try the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Anyway, you're at the parking garage.
So it seems
this
to be.
This is down MLK, if memory serves.
It's literally right next to the symphony. I don't know what.
Yeah, there's like a Rite Aid or something right around there, too. There's
I don't remember a Rite Aid. But we paid for the parking with the tickets. Uh-huh. So we park and get out. And it's a very busy garage. And I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a fucking mess when we leave. Spoiler alert, I wasn't wrong. Yeah. So we go in and of course I have to pee. So I'll find a bathroom and we're like, they're like dinging the ding ding to like go to your fucking seat. So, uh-huh. And so we get like a ginger ale or something to sit down and I can tell I'm out of my element immediately, Bobby, that this is not my world.
Yeah.
These are not my people.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. Just, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah. Right. So,
have you been to a Cirque show?
I have been to several Cirque shows.
All right, yeah. I'll give you one.
Well, okay. I mean, they came to Huntsville, so. And I will say, the last time I saw the Ringling and Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, yes. It had basically turned into Cirque.
Oh, really?
Because they had gotten rid of all the animals.
The animals anymore, right, yeah. Right.
And you can't choke elephants anymore, so yeah. They're like, oh, watch this guy run up a wall.
Or whip a lion.
That was a whole gimmick. Yeah. A stool and a whip.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that.
Yeah. Some sicko.
So we probably. It's probably Diddy.
I got an idea. Let's get the fucking biggest dangerous cat in the world and just whip it into fucking submission until it stands on an upside down bucket while people eat popcorn.
And throw it.
Kind of fucked, man.
Yeah. So we get in our seats and we sit down and we have great seats. Like we're 12 rows back, dead center. Uh-huh. Just great seats.
Okay.
And the musicians already on stage are, you know, tuning up and all that. And I'm just.
I love that sound, by the way.
Yeah. No. The sound of them, you know, ding, ding,
yeah,
checking
getting
everything.
It together.
And I'm looking around at all the instruments. And the only thing that stinks about where we're sitting is there's a brass section. I can't see at all.
Uh-huh.
I can kind of see the shininess of a horn every once in a while, but I can't see them at all from these seats. I can see the strings, obviously, very well. And I'm looking at the instruments and I'm thinking, that dude is playing a stand-up bass or whatever it's called that is, it's bigger than a cello.
Uh-huh.
Like this motherfucker would, Bobby, I think I might have had to have some help getting it.
Really?
It was big. And I leaned over to Kelly and was like, hey, this bunch back here, because there was four of them. Like, I bet you their parents fucking hated them. Having to drag that motherfucker around everywhere. No, I changed from flute. So
yeah.
So they start playing some music, and a conductor comes out to uproarious applause.
All like, right.
This is the guy.
Yeah.
Apparently. I have no clue.
Beautiful.
And he starts doing his doing his hands in the way that a conductor does.
It's one, two thing.
No, let's be clear. This is not a trained conductor.
No.
It's a music conductor. It's a different person.
Very
different role, different job. Theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing music and it is so vaguely familiar, Bobby. It's on the tip of your brain what this is. And a lot of it I think it was like theme songs from TV shows from the 50s and 60s that like the I Dream of Jeannie.
Uh-huh.
Can you hum that?
Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Yeah.
If you heard that, it might take you just a second.
Yeah, for it to click in.
Things like that. They play stuff like that. And then the guy, they stop, and apparently that was just the warm-up. Didn't know that. Okay. The guy turns around. Come to find out, the guy that is I guess, involved, and it's all, I'll be honest, I'm still kind of confused about the logistics of this whole thing. You got the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. which are these people up here playing instruments.
Yeah.
You've got this conductor who used to be the conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. That's why he got this stone cold pop when he came out. Apparently he's world renowned.
Okay.
Been all over. And then you've got the other people.
Okay.
That are doing these things. And Bobby, I'm going to tell you, I've seen some feats of strength before.
Uh-huh.
And these were some of those.
Oh, really?
There were hula hoops, Bobby.
Okay.
There's hula hoops.
Are you good at hula hooping?
I don't think
I'm awful.
I've never been.
There's like certain word things in my life that like no matter what my level of physical fitness or understanding of the concept, I've always been awful at. Hula hooping is one.
Okay.
Climbing a rope is another.
Right, right.
And chin-ups.
Yeah.
So like I recently, like in the past 5 years, I was in the best shape of my life at one point.
Okay.
I had more muscle than I'd ever had in my life. I was leaner than I'd ever been. This is around 2020. I was under 200 pounds. Still couldn't do a fucking chin-up to save my life.
I've never been able to do them. My shoulders are fucked up now, and I couldn't do them.
I wish I had that as an excuse, but it's just...
Well, I couldn't before my shoulders were fucked up. It's just like my body does not want to make that motion. Yeah,
mine either.
That's weird.
At the same time, I could have done 60 push-ups without skipping a breath.
Yeah.
But one pull-up, like I often think about jobs that require, like, you have to do 10 pull-ups. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, oh, God, just check, please.
That's why I wanted to join the military, but I couldn't do a pull-up, and I was scared to death I was going to just, like, they were going to beat me with a hose or something. Just make me hang there until I did it.
Dad was, like, in the military. I'd have gone home and disgraced the whole family.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They put a mark by your name.
My dad was a paratrooper. I had to send his wings back.
That's right. Oh, goodness. So they had, there was a troop of people, let's say.
Okay.
So there was one young lady who sang.
Okay.
Who sang some songs, and...
They do have singers,
They do.
Almost operatic. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Kelly's bought more tickets, but we'll get to that in a minute.
No kidding.
So the girl sang, and it was, once again, this sounds so familiar.
Uh-huh.
And we somehow didn't end up getting a program till we were in such a hurry to sit down. And Kelly wouldn't ask the lady next to her, who kept on, like, she would, like, every time the performers would do some something she considered dangerous, she'd go, oh! Just gasp, and Kelly's like, that bitch kept on gasping. She's the great
Gatsby.
Yeah, she's a bit gaspy.
Yeah,
get that?
That works.
The girl that sang was fine. I mean, it was, you know, Disney-ish stuff. And turns out one of the songs was from Wicked.
How deep are we into this fucking show at this point? They're doing theme songs.
Bro,
it's
all over the place.
And it's supposed to be a Cirque music show.
But it's not. Cirque means circus. That's all it means.
Oh.
But I bet you we weren't the only ones that were there under that guise. Don't get me wrong. We had a good time.
Got you. I would have been super disappointed. Well, they have some pretty good music.
And listen, if it and she said the performers are out there. I said, is somebody going to tickle me with a feather? They stayed on the stage. But they had the hula hoops. They had a rope that they would climb up, ribbon or whatever, and they did some tricks on that.
Okay.
I at one point leaned over to Kelly and I was like, is this up or down on the job scale from where a cruise ship performer would be? Because that's the vibe it gave.
You
have this award-winning professional orchestra, and then there's these people doing stunts. And the only one that I was truly impressed with, this girl comes out and she twirls stuff with her feet. Like, she twirled a fucking table
with her feet and all sorts
of other shit. I mean, they did a couple other things that were pretty cool, but like that one thing they used over and over, and I had said to Kelly one point, and she kept getting mad because I was leaning over and saying shit. She's like, gotta be quiet. I'm like, I don't think so. Not for this, I don't. It's an opera and it's quiet, yeah, I don't need to say anything. But if these motherfuckers are playing music and this dude's doing...
I dream of genie. And
so
I do often think, thinking of Cirque du Soleil, there's usually like a bit that involves Asian children like doing like really insane.
I don't think they're children.
They look very
acrobatics.
It's always amazing. Mm-hmm.
Trampolines and
but
shit.
It always screams child abuse to me somehow. Maybe I'm insane.
Oh my goodness. So it went by super quick and they took an intermission.
Uh-huh.
It was very tidy time-wise. So at one point in time, I leaned over to Kelly. I said, what's the LED budget on this thing? Because there's LEDs everywhere. Like, there was a part, this girl had it was almost like a majorette twirling baton thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But it was a stick with LEDs on, but that's how she would use it. But she had a string attached to it. You could obviously see it where we were sitting. And was like trying to make, I don't know if she was making you think, she was manipulating it and it was flying around with no help, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then they had the big hoop. They had a hoop that, I mean, it was probably 6.5 feet around, so they would like roll around on it and stuff. And the guy that was doing
like a little dance number,
buddy, it's probably how you do a hula hoop too, truthfully. This guy he would do his little bit, and then this is the look he'd give the crowd. He'd look down, and then he'd go.
Oh, yeah, that's, you got it. You got it.
He'd do the whole, like, almost like Iron Man looking up from the pose.
Yeah.
And then the audience would start clapping, and he would put his hand on his chest like, oh, thank you. I'm like, this motherfucker. That's okay. I like that son of a bitch. He's an ass. So.
Yeah.
It was so, like, everybody there kind of seemed to, I mean, they were laughing at the jokes the guy was saying, and, you know, well, he's a real
rascal.
Yeah, or just naming some random, he's a real Todd McFarlane, this guy. But it was a good time. Getting out of the parking garage was an absolute fucking nightmare, but I learned some lessons to back in, mm-hmm. and to get park on the exit side instead of. That way you're halfway out anyways. So, but yeah. We're going to some opera thing.
Really?
Sometime next month.
Oh, you guys are all in.
Well, she was like,
push your chips to the middle of the
like,
table.
You can buy a season pass or whatever, and you get to go to so many. Well, she was like, if you do the math, it's like.
I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm just along for the ride. I'm like, as long as you can just keep me happy, let me get a little inebriated and feed me a decent meal, I'm down for whatever.
So. Would you get your dick sucked in a balcony seat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt. What about the third row?
So I would, but I'm a bit of an exhibitionist.
That's fair. Oh, and I bought Jelly Roll concert tickets today. That was fun. Why are you laughing at me?
But it's good for your Baltimore Symphony Orchestra one day, Jelly Roll.
That was the buy.
Keep you balanced.
It's not till September, but yeah, full on, like he's playing freaking DC, whatever the stadium is.
Nice.
Where they play the sports games, yeah. Nice. I'm like, damn, I should have gone and seen him when it was $20 at whatever one of those local places around here in 2019.
Yeah.
You know? But hey, you never know. So
you never know.
Yep, that's pretty much it for me, man. Just this job's still kicking my ass.
Well, I will share with you my outing first of all. So we had baby coverage. With the in-laws, who are kind enough, honestly, and I have, you know, we've had our ups and downs through the years, but they're pretty good about keeping the kids for a night and letting us get out for our anniversary.
Sure. Happy anniversary, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. So anyway, 19 years married. So we went out to, eat, and then, afterwards we went, like, we were looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
where'd you go eat?
It's a little Italian spot in downtown Frederick. We tried it. It was fine. We should have just gone to Manalus. Should have done the tried and true. Anyway,
well, I saw your picture. I assumed that's where you were, to be honest.
Oh, I don't even remember what I put up.
Just 19 years picture.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, then, we were looking for something to get into, right? So we Googled. And we came across like another like little like bar / nightclub in downtown Frederick.
Okay.
That was having like a grown and sexy night, right?
Oh, fun.
So we're like, well, let's go. Now, I want to take a quick pause and interject for a second. I still, to piggyback off last week's introduction, I still can't get past this Vultures record. I'm fucking stuck on it.
Yeah, you talk to me about it more than I think anyone ever would need to talk to me about it.
I'm 2 weeks behind in listening to current music. Wow. Because I can't get off of this fucking thing, so to speak.
Sounds like those vultures have their claws in
their talons.
Have you spent $20 on a t-shirt yet?
No, I haven't bought any merch.
Some Yeezy pods?
I don't like the cuts.
Well, that's the new thing.
Yeah, that's not for me.
I don't like
it either. I'll be over here doing the old thing.
I'm finally able to wear some slim cut stuff. I'm gonna fucking rock the skinny, sorry.
But anyway, so we go, and it's exactly what you would think it would be. They are more on the grown side, less on the sexy side.
What would you say the average age of the patron was?
So I was hoping it was going to be around 35 to 40. It was around 55 to 60, I feel like.
Oh, okay. Probably a good time if you wanted to find it.
Maybe. So anyway, we go there and we end up finding a seat near a speaker, right? Because that's where I prefer to be. And the music's loud.
Your poor wife.
Yeah, but she's digging it too. We're having a good time, and the music's coming on, and for the most part we're liking it.
Are they playing like what I would expect, early 2000s hip hop?
So I'm glad you
some Nelly, some Ja Rule, maybe some 50.
There was a Nelly record in rotation.
Hold on, let me guess. Was it Hot in Here?
No.
Hang on. Was it
close?
Number one?
No.
Was it?
No, that's further
was
away.
It the Tim McGraw one?
No, further away.
Was it Hot Shit, the fucking first single?
No, but that's my favorite one of them. And number one's my second favorite.
Oh, is it Ride With Me? Ride With Me?
No, but that's a good guess. It was Apple Bottom Jeans and Boots With The Fur. Got the whole...
That's not Nelly, bro.
Is it not?
No, that's Flo Rida. And
no. Is it really? Oh, God. All that shit's the same to me, so forgive my ignorance.
Here we are arguing over which millionaire spoke words and rhythms.
So anyway, that was in there. To me, it sounded like Nelly. It's not in my playlist.
I don't know if you take that as a compliment or not.
I'm not sure.
Probably wouldn't the money off that record.
Aerosmith's Dream On gets played. Let me see what else. I'm sure there was some Bon Jovi. Let's see. A lot of like that sort of thing. Maybe a Journey record. And then here and there we had the Cupid Shuffle. We had Electric Slide.
Were people dancing to
all that shit. Yeah.
Oh, you were really in the pocket then.
Yeah. So, but we were off and on because some of the songs were really good. Like Dream On is a really good song. And some of the songs were not really good. And we just sat there and powered through it. And we're drinking. Right.
Sure.
And we're good. So, the DJ comes up to us. And looks exactly like you'd expect him to look. And he's like, I don't care if you guys sit here. And I'm getting ready to go into defense mode. Because that sounds like but you're going to have to put your drink somewhere else. Or that's where I expected to go. But he says, but it's got to be loud. Like, obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're music people. We're happy to sit here by the speaker. And he was like, oh, well, if you're a music person, then give me a request. And I was like, I do not want to give you a request. And he's like, no, you got to give me a request. And I was like, don't take my requests. I'm not the person that should ever request a song in an environment like this. And then he looks to Laura and says, can he give me the request? And Laura was like, he's not going to want to give you the request, but I know what he wants to hear. And I was like, don't say it. And she was like, if I tell you, you got to promise you won't play it before 10:30. It's like 8:30.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he says, okay. And Laura says he wants to hear Fuck Something by Kanye West off the Vultures record. And then he looked at me and I was like, I do. And he was like, okay, I'll see if I can find it. Goes back to his DJ table. Anyway, we're just enjoying the night drinks, but it's hours have gone by now. We forgot about it. All of a sudden it comes on and I'm like, oh no. I look around. The room is completely bewildered. Like, I felt like
everyone's paying attention to the music.
Everyone
stopped their conversation
And like looked around. Like, the dance floor there's a tumbleweed I think I saw go past it real quick. It's completely vacant. Everybody's like dropping their forks at their plates and like looking over their right shoulder. And I'm trying not to dance because I'm not the obvious one that requested
right.
You know, anyway, I was pretty lit at this point, so I was enjoying it nonetheless. And then they got back onto their songs that they knew, which is a whole conversation in and of itself about people in music and at work in the mopping van. Yeah, I don't want to flex, but it has a Bluetooth connection.
Oh my gosh. And it's almost like a modern van.
And I rarely, I don't want.
Does it have a backup camera?
Yes, it does.
Oh my God.
I don't want that sort of responsibility.
You don't want the aux cord.
I don't want it. Okay. I joke about it all the time, but I don't want the aux ever. Because I know I'm not going to play what people want to hear. People, this guy, my buddy DJ, he told me to take the aux.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want it. You know? and he was like, no, take it. He was like, just play something good. And I was I said to him, I was like, you don't mean play something good. You mean play something familiar.
Right.
And that's what it is with that sort of shit, right? Is like just playing songs that people know that they have memories or connections to that they puts them in a good mood.
Sure.
But that's rarely what I ever want to hear.
So you should, I
always want to hear some shit to like put me in a fucking vibe. Like, so anyway, it was a disaster, but it worked out in the end. But
I'll say the first song you should always play in that situation is the Pina Colada song.
Exactly.
I was tired of my lady.
Exactly. So anyway, actually, I had a bit too much of a good time at that party.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and the next day, I woke up feeling all right. And I was like, oh, okay, we're in service. We're good. And then I took a little morning nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up from the morning nap, and I was like, oh, no. We might not be good. We got the cookies, and we're going to try not to toss them.
Oh, boy.
But I was like, fuck, get yourself together. Get yourself together. Had some water, walking around, moving around. I took a shower. After I took a shower, I was like, look, just lay down one more time. I lay down. I woke back up at 3:30 in the afternoon. Felt like $1 million in ones.
Mm.
My poor wife, unfortunately, was like starting the painting process of our office, which I will get into now. So we had bought office furniture last year, and it's going to come after, so to speak, after all this fucking drama that we've had.
Right, right.
And there's more drama. There's more drama.
How?
So I bought a dining kitchen table from them.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then it was because it went on clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, fuck, it's like we're going to get a new kitchen set. I might as well get it now and go plunge myself. This is before the computer took a shit.
Mm.
Plunge myself deeper into debt and just work it off. But better to go, you know, another $1,500 in debt than another $3,000 in debt.
Sure.
Anyway, bought the table, said it was due February, such and such. Check the next day, it's due August.
Mm.
Check the next day, it's due February. Check the next day, it's due August. Check the next day, it's due February. So eventually we called them about that. They were like, no, it's back ordered. We're out. It's going to be probably around August. And I was like, well, look, it's not that important to me. I can find a different table. Just cancel my order. Give me a refund. You weren't supposed to charge me until it was in stock. That's like in their thing.
Well,
but they did charge me. And so
you said this is all Pottery Barn.
Yeah, man. They're fucking, they suck.
Okay.
They Noted. Suck.
I've never bought anything past like.
And they're supposed to be like a premium company, you know, and they fucking suck. I'll let you know how the furniture is next week, but the customer care is trash. Anyway, they were supposed to refund me, didn't. Give me 24 to 48 hours. Call back. Didn't. Give me 24 to 48 hours. It's the same shit.
Same like, kept on
the,
going.
You know, so I'm still going through that with them. But so Laura did like she like spackled like holes in the wall and stuff like from like hanging pictures
sure,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And sanded it down.
Bobby, we don't think you're punching holes.
right. Not anymore. Because I have stories of those days too. But today we actually painted the room. A blue, but I think it's going to look good with the blue accents in the other rooms and the white furniture over top. Like, I think it's all going to work. Robert was breaking my balls about it today, and he was like, oh, is this a pro-Israeli statement with the blue and white color scheme?
Oh, Jesus. It's not even that color blue. It's very modern.
He's just a mess. Yeah. But I think it's going to work out. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to like, I'm filming it actually. And I'm going to film the setting it up to try to find like, you know, that process of, because it's like a new space. It'll be basically like a new space. So I'm looking forward to that. Got good news on the computer. The computer's going to arrive on March 4th as opposed to March 7th. So I'll be a week ahead. So I won't have to worry too much about the problems that was going to cause. So that's nice.
Any updates on, did you try to get data recovery yet?
So, took that to the place today to do it. So, we'll see what kind of
what do you just drop have. It off and they're like, okay, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, and shout out to Jim.
Don't get into the F drive, okay? don't worry about the F drive.
You know, I almost said something like, look, there's sensitive information on here, personal documents.
Need you to sign an NDA. Could you imagine?
If you see something that frightens you, just know it's all real, baby.
That's right.
All bought and paid for, love. But anyway, I talked to Jim, and Jim was like, he might be able to fix it also. And I'm having it as like a backup machine. Yeah. So like,
be nice.
Yeah, it'd be great. So let me talk about other things that happened this week. And they are numerous. So one thing is, I wanted you to know specifically that I didn't buy it, Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Okay.
First time in my life.
Let me ask some questions.
Please.
Fountain?
No.
Okay. That's the optimal delivery method. I'm assuming it's a can.
It was a can.
I would imagine you found it so ridiculously sweet that it made your teeth actually curl up somehow.
It was very sweet. But I got to say, I didn't hate it.
Did you like regular Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Okay.
And but I would never choose the Baja Blast over the regular.
Never.
Never.
Okay.
Can't see a scenario where I would choose it. Like, that much prefer the original, the traditional, the OG. Okay.
I don't disagree with you at all. I I do enjoy their entire catalog, but mostly there's one I've had that's just disgusting, and a lot of it ends up, you know, because they've done Baja Blast, and then they did, there's three other flavors of Baja Blast they did, and then they do all these. At a certain point, it all either tastes like Mountain Dew or it tastes like Mountain Dew with something attached to it. But Baja Blast, I think it's actually like the 20th anniversary of Baja Blast, which makes me feel very, very old.
Yeah.
But that's cool that you got to try it.
Yeah, finally. and so I watched something stupid. I'm actually really mad. Oh. I'm really mad that Joey's not here where I can share about it. But I watched something fucking thoughtless.
Oh boy.
Which is usually not my bag, but I was watching something else and that ended and then this started, typical Netflix bullshit, but it has nothing to do with anything remotely close to anything I've ever been interested in or watched on Netflix, but Netflix suggested it for me.
Okay.
So it played. And it was Love on the Spectrum.
Bro, I didn't have the heart. I didn't have the heart to watch it. I saw it. I've seen clips from it.
So, like...
Well, Bobby, what'd you think?
Well, so my question is, right... look, if you... know my heart, not my words.
this might be the one.
I don't take anything too seriously. I tend to laugh at most things.
Me too.
Including
my wife does not like that about me though.
Sometimes my wife doesn't especially like it about me either. Symphony. My wife hates it even more when I make her laugh about things that she doesn't want to laugh about.
Remind me when we're done to tell you another story that I can't tell in the air about the symphony.
Okay. But there, I was cracking jokes throughout this process. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. All right. So do you remember the Barbie, the Down syndrome Barbie?
I'm aware that one existed, yes.
And do you remember that I was having a conversation of like how I was like slightly disappointed that it wasn't, you know, turned up a little bit, you know, like, you know, that it wasn't.
It's a spectrum, man. It's a spectrum.
It's a spectrum for sure. But I was slightly.
I don't think that has anything to do with the spectrum.
No, different spectrum. Different spectrum of I'm saying it is a different spectrum. So, but I was kind of like disappointed that it wasn't turned up a bit, you know, like that it wasn't like, oh yeah, there's like, I know what time it is there. You
right,
know?
Right.
Cause I wouldn't necessarily think that Barbie had Down syndrome by looking at it, you know, and it doesn't remind me. I'm being honest. It doesn't remind me of the units that I was familiar with, like in elementary school and what have you, which I actually spent some classroom time with because I got taken out of my class and got put in a special needs class. So like, you know what I mean? I had some relationships with some of these folks coming up and, you know, I was just a little disappointed that like they didn't just like, they didn't nail it. You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, I say that to say this.
God damn, dude.
I kind of felt that way about the spectrum, contestants or whatever they are, as well.
Right.
Where, like, I was like, oh, well, a lot of these folks have probably, you know, like, a little more on the high functioning.
That's exactly what,
you know,
say that. They're high functioning.
Level of things. And I was a little disappointed because I was hoping it was going to be, like, just a disaster, mm-hmm. you know, of, like, you know, and there's, so I had two thoughts.
Of all the things you could have watched mindlessly,
yeah.
This is what you landed on. Yeah. Thanks, Netflix algorithm.
Thanks, Netflix. I had two thoughts during the course of it. Is one, if there was a dating app for people with special needs, like what they would put in to like sell themselves to
Bobby.
To you know what I mean? Because that is what you do. Right?
I don't even know how to answer any of your questions. This is like an episode of Curb. So, like our project is to come up with these bullet points for these people, and I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily want. I do, but I'm not going to.
Oh my gosh! And how do you filter it?
But it's like my thought was, it's just like, you know, what is appealing to, like, you know, another person that might have similar special needs. Like, you know, what do you do to sell yourself? Like, I would put on my dating app, you know, I would put like, you know, established in a career. You know what I mean? Like, likes to have a good time. Considered to be funny by some of his peers, stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's good, okay. Good senses of humor.
Sure.
You know, I would put in order to sell myself. And I just am curious as to like, you know, what is the bait, you know, for, you know, the spectrum, you know, like, you know, like I enjoy a good puzzle. Do you know what I mean? Or, I know all the presidents. Do you know what I'm saying?
Bobby, I don't even know what to say to this. I'm going to make one analogy here. Are you familiar with the show Arrested Development?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire story arc about Charlize Theron as a character.
Mm-hmm. African.
And she is.
She is.
South. She... it's kind of a mystery, the whole show. She's very eclectic, very elusive, loves children. Come to find out that she wears a bracelet that says Mr. F.
Uh-huh.
But it means mentally ridiculous of female is what it means. But you don't know that till the very end of the show. And like Jason Bateman's character was like ready to marry this girl. Because she was just so, not, and I'm not saying he couldn't, but just like, she had this guy that was chasing her around all the time. It was like her handler or whatever. But they thought it was Mr. F. So they thought that's what her bracelet said, Mr. F.
So
oh God.
So that was the kind of like immature, you know, probably more genuine thoughts that I had regarding it. But then I did have another mature thought of like, at what point is this exploitive?
Right.
You know, which is a real question, because like, you know, and then I went into a whole nother thing, like, what are the splits and are they just fucking getting over on these motherfuckers?
Oh God. Like, you know what I mean? What's the contract look like? Who's your agent?
You know, because it, you know, like you'd have to have your kind of shit sorted out.
Well, has anyone fell in love yet? We're still meeting the characters.
So we only watched like two episodes.
So are they putting two people on this show together, or is it like the guy's trying to find a girl and the girl's trying to find a guy and they're not related?
It's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. You meet the folks, you meet their parents, and then you kind of get an idea of like, you know, what their, you know, I don't know what the right word is, quirks, symptoms, whatever, you know what I mean, what their hang-ups. You know what I mean? And then
there's probably another way to say all this.
And then they like pair. Well, I guess they
is good.
I guess they pair them up with another. You know, and
it doesn't sound much different than actually dating. Just period.
Probably
like, you've got to find people that will tolerate your bullshit, and you'll tolerate theirs.
That's a good point.
The key to a happy relationship.
That's a good point. But anyway, we watched two episodes. I'll probably never return to it just because it one of those things that came on, and
sure,
I've had my fill. But while we're on this topic of autism. My daughter went to her, like physical, her annual physical, and, the doctor was like, okay. And I'd like to talk to you, have a little doctor patient conversation. And of course, Laura's like, okay. Like gets her little notepad out, like, you know, and the doctor's like, at high school, we prefer to do it one-on-one. So Laura like exited the room. And you know, Jane is talking to her about whatever's going on, you know, with how she feels or life and blah, 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 which is all good. But Jaina, I've, you know, we've always joked that Jaina's on the spectrum, right? When she was a kid, we gave her...
All our kids seem to be, or mine at least.
We gave her a box of fucking, you know, single cast animals that you make a zoo.
Sure.
And instead of like building the zoo and having fun with the animals, she'd line them up in biggest to smallest order. And you know, that's how she kind of operates. So anyway, Jaina not having that skill of always realizing like what's appropriate to say in certain circumstances apparently told her doctor behind closed doors, this is probably a HIPAA violation, but it's my kid. she's like, yeah, well, my parents are pretty sure I'm autistic. So, and I'm like, and she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, they're always joking around, like, you know.
Oh God.
Like, oh God, Jaina. You know, so they probably just think we're fucking terrible people, but, you know.
Oh, you know she laughed about it. She backed her off.
Maybe. I did watch something that was great. I mean, still in the throes of it. And I want to make sure that I get the name right. It is a documentary. It's on HBO Max.
Ernest Goes to Jail?
Yeah. one of my favorite documentaries. But it's I'm going to search Mother God because I can't
Mother
remember,
God
because I can't remember what the name of this documentary is. And I think Mother God might do it. It did. So the documentary is called Love Has Won: The Cult of Mother God. So this is actually pretty interesting. This woman, basically, I'm not going to spoil everything because I actually highly, highly, highly recommend people give it a watch, especially if you're into cults or just really fucked up stories. But she ends up running away from home at a fairly young age, but not ridiculous, early 20s, I believe, and sort of ends up on this self-exploration journey of drugs and enlightenment.
As one does.
And eventually she comes to the conclusion that she is God.
Fun.
Mother God. Mm-hmm. And okay. She's always kind of constantly in search for Father God.
Oh.
Now she finds multiple Father Gods throughout her journey, as you might understand.
I bet she does. As one does.
There's Father God of the multiverse. There's Father God of the universe. There's Father God of all, et cetera.
And in these scenarios, do these fathers... Mm-hmm. Know their place in the universe?
No, she usually educates them.
I got
you. And then they see where she's coming from.
Yes, probably an eye opening.
They're picking up where she's laying down.
Opens the third eye.
A lot of third eye opening.
Misplaced third eye.
A lot of money coming in through like oils and crystals. And
we're selling things.
Yep.
So we've got a pyramid shape.
That funds the sort of operation.
Sure, sure.
That I don't think that she's entirely involved with. Like, I think other people start latching on and start realizing a way to kind of
monetize
hustle.
It.
Yeah, I think that she actually really believes her own bullshit, you know? But... anyway, it's fucking fascinating. The documentary, I have one more episode left to go. It's 3 episodes. It could have been a 2-hour movie, no doubt about it.
And where is this found again?
HBO Max. Now, I'll say this, even though it could have been a 2-hour movie, I am enjoying meandering
through
this because it is an interesting story. And I'm kind of, it's almost like a director's cut, but there's a better version of this that somebody could have made.
Yeah.
that being said, it opens up with body cam footage of police raiding their home and finding her dead.
Now, where in the world are they?
San Diego. No, they travel around a fair bit. I think her final resting place is in Colorado.
Okay, out that part of the world.
But Colorado is one spot they end up in. They try to get to Hawaii. They may have actually gone at one time. They're in California during some parts, Oregon during some parts. Anyway, I'm not in. So this woman thinks that she is like this spiritual embodiment of God through time, which includes Joan of Arc, Michael Jackson, Robin Williams.
Sounds like an incredible set of powers. Did she do impressions?
So no.
Then wow, what a waste.
Yeah, I agree. But
moonwalking
Robin Williams, that would have been something. Robin Williams, yeah. I will say this though. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure that this isn't the circle of light people. Remember the cult that my buddy got mixed up in?
Yes. I believe I joined their Facebook group.
I believe you did as well.
How long ago did the mother, godmother?
I don't know when she died.
The time frame on when that was happening?
But it was around the time that Trump was running for office the first time. 2016 to 2020, probably. Somewhere in there. And because they talk a little bit about like spaceships and
What was the name of that?
I think something to do with the light. Of light, maybe. I don't know. I always fuck it up. But yeah, I can't help but think this might have been connected because they were live streaming like all the time. And to find like that YouTube and like social media is like the new way to recruit cults is like so interesting to me.
Yeah.
But like, they're like constantly live streaming and like people wanted to like join it and like be a part of it and like come and live there and everything else. And then they basically, people would take their life savings, go to this place, the life savings would get donated to the bigger pot, you know, and then they sort of live off that. And a large percentage of that was to buy marijuana, mushrooms, and alcohol, which they called the medicine.
The medicine.
The medicine of other things. they sold silver chromia something. It's like a liquid thing. Anyway, it's like super toxic. I'm pretty sure it's what killed her in the end.
Oh, okay. It was like mercury kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I think. Let me see if I can find it.
Real silver quick. Citrate? Was that? No.
It might have been.
Not citrate. Silver.
Silver something.
Silver magnet. I don't know.
It's that shit that's in the thermometers.
Mother God. Silver. Colloidal.
Okay.
Silver colloidal. Let me see if I can see what is silver colloidal. It's a solution that contains very small pieces of silver. Silver has been used in a traditional medicine for thousands of years. Today's colloidal silver is used in alternative medicine to ward off bacteria, fungi, and viruses.
Mm.
Now, when they show her dead body in the beginning body cam footage of the show, her fucking face looks silver. Like, so I don't know if she was ODing on this shit or whatever, but like, she looks like the fucking Tin Man.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Sounds like she's been having paint. I mean, that's what people who love paint, their faces. Dang,
oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Metallic paint has the most whatever that fucks you up in it.
Right.
So like, you see people that, you know, will be huffing paint and fucking their whole face, like right here.
Yeah,
especially.
Yeah.
It look
yeah.
like Lino.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a silver halo around their mouth. That's wild, man.
Yeah, but it's been but it's good, and I got one more episode to finish, and I'm actively looking forward to it. And that I think is it for my nerd week. And I'll move into notes. I haven't had the time to go through them. It's been kind of busy. I painted a whole room today, et cetera. That because the office furniture arrives tomorrow, and it was like, hope it only needs one coat. Oh, another thing I've been doing recently is I've been checking my Facebook memories.
Yeah.
And deleting all the stupid shit that I've said in the past. Yeah. I'm almost like, not that I'm like embarrassed by any of it necessarily, but I am kind of like, man, like I really felt the need to let the world know my every little fucking move. Like,
yeah, mine comes up. The other day it says, every time I think of NASCAR, I think of Lenny Kravitz, and that's the way it should be. The only thing I can think of is he, like, sang the national anthem or something at a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, why would I think anyone cared to hear that?
You know, like, I would say, like, like I'm working overtime today.
Oh, God.
Like, just like, you know, like, what?
If they're way back, it would be like Christopher Pinkerton, and then you said, has a headache today, or whatever.
I did the same thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, that shit's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very, very terrible. So let's see here. We have Billy Corgan is starring in a wrestling reality show on the yes, CW. What's the deal on this?
So Billy Corgan owns the National Wrestling Alliance.
Really?
I have to say it that way because it is the NWA, and it was the NWA before the NWA was the NWA.
Wow.
He bought it basically out of bankruptcy about, I don't remember how long ago, but right around when the pandemic kicked off, he had started a YouTube show every week.
Okay.
And a lot of the guys, a lot of people that are on TV every week with the two big shows that started out on there, even during the pandemic. He's had some boneheaded things happen lately. They had a show where it was a pay-per-view, so it was behind a paywall, but one of the characters, like, it was very obviously having a cocaine party.
Uh-huh.
And they had just signed this deal with the CW. That they show NWA wrestling every week on the CW app.
Okay.
Not on the channel.
Okay.
Because the channel has a different contract.
Okay.
I don't know if this show is going to be on the app or it's going to be on the network.
That I don't know.
I think
either.
It'll be on the network, and then that'll be a fuel to get people to watch the show.
That makes sense.
But he's still recording, performing.
Is he a fan of wrestling?
He's been a wrestling fan for
ever. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, since jump. He was involved with Impact Wrestling, which is now TNA. It's kind of the third biggest promotion in the company.
I didn't know if he was a fan or an opportunist. Or maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's kind of one of those dream come true deals that's probably become somewhat of a nightmare. But
what is this going on with G.I. Joe Wrath of Cobra? This is like a game that's coming out, looks like.
Think the Ninja Turtles arcade, but it's the G.I. Joe characters in a G.I. Joe environment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It looks like it'd be a lot of fun.
It does look like fun.
Got a lot of characters, just a bunch of button mashing. Hey, that last game they put out was awful.
Yeah.
You know, I think the reason why that first wave of G.I. Joe figures is the colors were so vibrant and they had those little circle spots on them. It's something to do with that game that they didn't promote that game and they shouldn't have because it's awful.
Yeah, and then I mean, now they're backpedaling all of it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and honestly, that retro vibe, I think it worked great for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
I agree. Yeah, that classified line, I honestly, I think it's great, but of all the stuff this year, I feel like it's been the most quiet. Like, there's been Transformer, kind of big Transformer updates. There, you know, there has the HasLab, et cetera, et cetera. Marvel Legends just had a big thing. Star Wars has had a couple things. And mm-hmm. I don't feel like I've heard much out of Classified.
I think there's a live stream this week or next week.
That makes sense.
I may have that.
I feel like it's due, at the very least.
Fourth quarter just was crazy how much shit they put. It seemed like every week I got something in from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's funny, that line has, like, you know, Valiverse, obviously you know what Valiverse is.
I do.
This is the way I look at it. I like G.I. Joe because of the stupid fucking characters that I grew up watching.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you didn't come with a realistic this, that, and the other. I always reply, red lasers and blue lasers, mm-hmm. because that's my G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Whereas there's been people that do some incredible custom stuff using Valiverse stuff or third-party stuff. That's great. I just want this character.
Yeah.
You know? If he doesn't come with the right hat, then I'll just get the right hat or whatever. But, you know, I like Kit Bash and stuff.
Right.
G.I. Joe to me is just like, I want these characters this way. Like, I understand that they've taken some leaps in some of them, but a Shipwreck, for example. To me, that's a perfect fucking figure because it's
yeah, I think
such a representation of the original character.
Yep. I mean, but it seems a little bit modern.
It does. You know,
it doesn't seem completely retro. It has like...
And he sounds like your buddy DJ when he talks.
Yeah.
Lied about my age so I could join the Navy when I was 14.
I feel that way about Spirit also.
Yeah.
That it's like definitely
such a true representation.
Yeah.
With a couple tweaks.
With a couple little like modern mm-hmm. updates, you know, like which I think they're doing a great job on that line.
How much horsepower do you think that line has now? So they've got, I think, well over 100 releases for figures.
Yeah.
I mean, they can go pretty deep into the oddball catalog.
Yeah. I mean, like,
I just don't like, I'll be honest with you, and I'm glad you're getting a Metalhead, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is, and I don't care. I'm not going to get a Metalhead, but you know, that's why I was looking at some of the stuff that people are, oh, this is hitting soon. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't care about that, but I'm glad. And I think G.I. Joe is coming to the point where, like, you know, with Transformers, I think I've mentioned it before, the mainline stuff, it's like, oh, there's six new figures? Well, there's two that I'm interested in. That's awesome for me, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with G.I. Joe. You know, I'm like, oh, there's six new figures, two of them I want. Okay, cool. That works out great for me.
Yeah, I wish I was there. I'm still pretty into that line. Like,
which one?
Classified.
Oh, like, no. Don't get me wrong, but like, I'm not buying any of the repaint stuff. I don't need Tiger Force, Night Force. And some of it's cool. Don't get me wrong, especially the Night Force. Even, I really like that stuff.
And I think the troop building stuff mm-hmm. is great. Like, sure. Especially if you were like, if G.I. Joe was your bread and butter, like the shit that you could do with mm-hmm. that, like where you could have like a shelf with like a handful of the core cast and then have these like troops that they're kind of like leading into combat behind them, you know, cleaning magazines. And, you know, there's so much you could do
absolutely.
With them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that line is great. I guess
what I'm saying is like, how many more years can they release 30 figures a year without like
the way that they're plowing?
They're just going to have to start. Oh, it's another. You need another Snake Eyes instead of Darth Vader's. We'll just pump out Snake Eyes.
They're going to do the pollution people.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
it's the bloody real threat these days.
That's it.
I mean? And then Hasbro releases them when they go back to the plastic shields on them.
Right. They'll re-release everything so the box people can have.
It's the way to bring them back.
Crispy boxes.
You know, only the villains go in those. Do you know what I mean?
That would be great. That would be great.
But yeah, I think I want the rest of the Dreadnoughts.
Sure.
Those are like big on my list, and I want the other thing that's kind of big on my list is Sergeant Slaughter's crew,
the Marauders.
That's big on my list, but my wants for that line are very limited because they've mm-hmm. just plowed.
Well, me too. I mean, there's not much, like, honestly, I can think I would want. Like, you've given me all the characters I want.
Yeah,
you're gonna just give me better versions of those. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
No, not at all.
Did you hear that a privately owned... Let me just turn that down for a second. Did you hear that a privately owned spacecraft has landed successfully on the moon? This is not a joke.
I know. And successfully maybe... It did land successfully. It didn't immediately fell over and lost half its solar array. I saw in the news this morning, they're like, it's got about 4 hours till it's dead.
What's the story on this thing? Is it just privately funded? Texas-based flight company has made history after becoming the first to land a privately owned spacecraft on the moon.
Now, let's be clear. It's kind of a misnomer because they didn't launch the rocket. They literally put something in a SpaceX payload that now is on the moon. They didn't launch a rocket.
What did they do?
Okay.
Explain it to me.
All right. So, you know space, right?
I'm familiar.
And you have to
use final frontier.
Right. Well, some people say you have to use rockets to get there.
Yes.
Rockets are really, 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 really expensive.
Yeah.
So, a Texas-based whatever you just said doesn't have the money to buy to build rockets.
That sort of federal funding.
Or at Elon Musk money.
Yeah.
Or, fair. You know, Elon Musk or Bezos money, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know this, Tesla, the one of the reasons like space shuttle launches were so expensive, it's all disposable. You can reuse nothing. Mm-hmm. Tesla has perfected landing a fucking rocket back on Earth. Have you ever seen this shit?
No.
Dude, it fucking lands just like you'd expect it to.
Wow.
They land on fucking mobile platforms in the middle of the ocean.
That's crazy.
That has changed... I don't think I'm speaking out of my ass here. That has completely changed the path to space because you can reuse those rockets. Mm-hmm. And the cost is a lot less. So getting stuff into orbit now, or getting a payload up is a lot cheaper than it was years ago because the cost of doing business literally is not as expensive as it
was. Right.
So they got whatever their device up there, and then from there it went to the moon. Just to be clear, that these motherfuckers didn't, you know, they didn't get a bunch of Roman candles and get it up in the sky,
right.
They didn't build a rocket. And I could be speaking out of my ass, but yeah, I'm almost 100%. What's the name of that craft?
So I'm glad you asked. It's the Nova C Odyssey lander, built by Texas-based space flight company Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's South Pole region on Thursday. It was aiming to land on Malapert A, a crater. You know, you're familiar with Malapert A, of course, on the moon. Odyssey is also the first U.S. moon landing since the final mission of the Apollo program, Apollo 17, more than 50 years ago. The nail-biting moment was confirmed from a control room of Intuitive Machines just before 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time, prompting cheers and celebration. Roughly an hour before landing, the craft suffered a problem with laser instruments designed to help
it. Fucking lasers!
I know, it sounds like a fucking, you know, laser instruments designed to help it assess the lunar terrain and find a safe and hazard-free spot to touch down. The laser range finders aboard
Odysseus,
yeah, yeah, we're not operable, but sensors on one of the NASA science instruments aboard the lander were repurposed to solve the issue.
Yeah,
I know this was a nail biter, but we are on the surface and we are transmitting, Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altemus announced on the that sounds like the perfect name for the guy that would run that company, Steve Altemus. announced on the live webcast, welcome to the moon. Odysseus has a new home. According to NASA, the official landing time of the craft was 6:23 p.m., 1 minute prior to the original predicted landing time. Your order was delivered to the moon, the organization wrote on X. These instruments will prepare us for future human exploration of the moon under Artemis. Real quick, wrote on X. X, of course, is the new Twitter. Oh, yeah, you have your Artemis right there. You have your Artemis shirt right there.
I know what Artemis is. That's our mission to the moon. That's where we're going to put people on the moon.
That thing about X, right? That X is, you know, the new Twitter.
Well, yeah.
There was a line by Freddie Gibbs on the Kanye record where he said, I turn this bird to my ex like Elon.
That's clever. All right. So Odysseus was launched by the SpaceX Falcon 9, which is a rocket, on the 25th of February and reached lunar orbit on the 21st and landed on the 22nd.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny because like this entire I talked about that For All Mankind show and the fiction of us, you know, never stopping going to the moon. I just think it's cool that we're able to have a path.
It's a wild and wonderful future out there.
It is, man.
I just got a notification that my sideshow Padme Amidala will be charging soon.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's interesting.
I actually canceled. What was the last pre? I had one pre-order left with them, and I canceled it recently. I don't remember what it was, but I guess I'll probably need to chase that down when it comes out.
I was also going to say, I had sent that that Rob Liefeld Brigade and Blood Wolf figures from Loose Collector.
Mm-hmm.
I pre-ordered both.
Look at you.
I'm going to see the Image line through to fruition, wherever it may go.
I can't wait. Well, when
I'm not sure how deep.
Well, when you get the Bad Rock, make sure you get with...
I hope it's a Build-A-Figure.
Maybe if you get it, you can get with Joey and get your old versions and just compare. Like, these are mint on card. We don't want to open them.
We'll do a versus.
a triple version. Here's the 93 version. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
does BBTS carry that?
Yeah.
So Loose Collector makes other shit though, right? They're not.
So I got their. They have like Vampirella.
That's what it was, and they've done like a Red Sonja
and the Red Sonja. I got them, and they're cool. The problem with them is that like they are Mafex price. And they are 100% the quality of a Marvel Legend.
Gotcha.
100%. Gotcha. Like they don't feel any better or any worse than a Marvel Legend. And they're,
I think it's small production and high licensing.
100%.
Yeah. Let's see what old Rob wants for his. Did you see we're getting a Todd McFarlane action figure?
I did. That comes with a Spawn figure.
Oh my gosh, it's so ridiculous.
It is. But delicious also.
I do need, I want it just for the Todd. I don't really care about the Spawn, but
I wish I don't it was a, get it. I wish they did like you could get the whole original cast, like
Jim Lee,
Wallace. Rob Liefeld, Mark Silvestri, you know,
Eric Larson, the whole crew. Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. It'd be great if they did them all in Tupac. I could do a Savage Dragon with Eric Larson.
Yes,
that'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I don't know.
I don't know what any of those people look like. But not, well, not many.
Dude, have you ever seen Eric Larson draw?
Is he a hooky lefty?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I saw something. Speaking of which, so the internet was in a roar. Hold this like you'd hold a pencil. I'm just curious.
Like I would.
Yes, like how you write. Okay. Okay, so Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's like a claw.
She does this. She holds it between her first and her bird finger, and then right. I actually tried it. Uh-huh. I'm left-handed, so fucking shit's weird, anyways. And I'm like, because the only thing is, I have to think about it more. Mm. Right? It's not natural to write like this. Do you write by hand much at all anymore?
No.
I take notes by hand just because I don't like taking notes in the computer program.
If I write notes for a sit down Saturday or something, I write them out, you know, just for ease and convenience. But
right.
I don't really write a whole lot. My job doesn't require it a whole lot. So,
yeah. I mean, like teaching cursive in school got, I think they've brought it back and it's only like they barely teach it.
But they
I remember like drills. I'm like, all right, here's that special paper and you have to make the hook. Can you write in cursive if you had to? Did you like write
probably,
a proper?
But I might struggle on a letter here and there. Like the other day, I was thinking about a capital J, and it fucked me up. I eventually got it, but it fucked me up.
G is stupid, but yeah, J, I've got J. Yeah,
yeah.
Of course, who knows if I got taught the same thing you did? Because you know we were a million miles apart.
Yeah,
who knows what that Alabama cursive's like?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I got going on, and I don't really think there is. I'm thinking about. Making a new Patreon tier.
Oh boy.
Is
it butthole time?
It's butthole time.
Hell yeah.
No, but I just feel like, I don't know. And actually I can tie this into this Kanye record a little bit and the Travis Scott record also of, and actually I've been watching a little bit of like, behind the scenes and Kubrick stuff and everything. And like, I don't know, all of it is just like these people that like, have complete control to like do whatever the fuck they want without any regard for it being successful.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about the amount of time that I may have squandered making things that I was hoping would be successful.
And you just want to make them because you want to make them.
Yeah.
I understand that. I think about that all the time, man. I think about that all. Like I've made music before. Wasn't good, but I enjoyed making it.
Yeah.
And I've got some software. I was just like, why don't I just sit? I think about doing it all the time. I'm like, just take an hour out of a day.
Yeah. You know, I think about it with every videos and podcasts mm-hmm. and, you know, and music and drawing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like sometimes I'm like, man, like I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to sit down and just draw something, you know, I just want to sit down and fuck with it and see what happens.
Right.
And so I think that's one, another reason why I've been kind of captivated by some of this music recently is because I find it more experimental.
Wait till I get my money right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said it.
He did say it.
And it's amazing how money makes you not have any cares in the world about what people think about you anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, there's some stuff. There's some stones out there that I haven't unturned, you know, and I'm planning on turning them over and deconstructing some of it, and I don't know. We'll see, because time is also fleeting of like my available time.
Mm.
So that's like another thing that I'm taking into consideration. But
fair enough.
Yeah, that's all I got, man.
You have any questions?
No, none this week.
Well, listen, folks, we need questions.
We do.
And they don't have to be questions. They can be dumbass statements for us to argue about. So if you do have the opportunity, you can hit us up.
You can email us at nerdrageradiomail@gmail.com.
You know, I left out a part of our going out saga. So we had to end dinner a little bit more abruptly than I want to, just time frame
on. Right.
So I told Kelly, I was like, I want to get dessert after. She's like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I was literally down for just like a drive through and a milkshake. I had mentioned cookies. So there's a company called Insomnia Cookies.
Okay.
I had not heard of them prior to this. I thought, honestly, and I may be wrong about this. Phil talks all the time about some place that has these amazing milkshakes. And I'll see a picture of it. I have like a fucking whole ass chocolate chip cookie on it. It just amazingly. I thought that's where this was. I thought it was Insomnia Cookies. It's not. So we Google this place and we go, and it turns out it's on the John Hopkins University campus.
Okay.
In a dorm building. Like, we had to like knock on the door.
What's
to get
it called?
Guy. Insomnia.
Oh, that is That's it. The okay, cookie okay, chain. Okay, okay, okay.
They were fine. They right. They didn't blow me away.
That wasn't the milkshake place.
No, it was not. Okay. No, all they do have there is ice cream and cookies, but I didn't see a milkshake there wasn't a milkshake machine. And it may just be the fact that we went to the location that's in a college dorm building, right. But they don't tell you that when you Google it, right? Have you ever Googled an address to some place and you get there and you're like, this is not anywhere near what I thought it was going to be. Like I, for example, had no idea, like, where is this? Oh, it's in that building?
Oh, yeah, address. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Also, the direction we were driving in Baltimore, I told her, I said, when we get there, if I don't feel safe getting out of the car, we're not going to go in.
Yeah.
And it was fine, though.
Yeah, it is fine. That's another little, like, oasis down in there.
Yeah. But two blocks away.
Yeah. Once you cross that bridge, my friend.
Woo. Yeah. Fun yeah. stuff. Both sides of the coin, but
yeah, I'm trying to think if I got anything else. I don't think I do.
Fair enough.
Shout out to Joey on assignment. Shout out to Phil on Twitter and on our notes. And shout out to Dante, who came out last week, had a good time, and Evan as well, of course, and everybody else. It was a blast, a Baja blast,
oh!
if you will. And shout out to Ricky Tiki Timber on the videos, and everybody else that listens and supports and writes a 5-star review. Because we appreciate it. It really helps us out.
That's great stuff.
And with that,
Tasty Tate.
Tight dick player.